Now, you know that any one of you will shine up on that machine as having at least three personalities. Any one of you. You're aware of this. You're definitely aware of it. Your recalls contain many instances whereby you went out one day and you were going to do something, and then a little voice sort of said to you, "Well, I don't think you ought to do that." And you went a little bit further, and another voice said to you, "Well, I'd just fail anyway." And then you all of a sudden got the idea of failure, and you sort of got quivery in the stomach, anxious about what would happen to you if you did this. You can remember sitting around and saying, "Should I?" "No, you shouldn't." "Well, I think I ought to." These are personalities arguing with personalities. Just that. Each one is as separate and distinct as a whole human being. Now, some of you have a frivolous personality, let's say. And some of you have a serious personality. And maybe the same person has a frivolous personality and a serious personality. And they're always coming into conflict with each other. You want to be gay, happy, cheerful one day, and all of a sudden you say, "Well, this is not dignified. I shouldn't be doing this." It's just as though one person inside of you is stepping on another person. You ever have this sensation? Well, there's a third one in there. You feel pretty noble in this third one, if you ever get it on, and if the others don't turn it off. And it's actually adjudicating to some degree, or it's sound asleep. And sometimes there's a fourth one in your stomach area. And the fourth one will argue with the third one, which will argue with the second one. You're a mass of conflicts, in other words. That's what we know as conflicts. Just as we would take two people of opposite personality characteristics and demand that they get along one with the other. Just as we would take two people and then demand they get along together, but their opposite personalities would make it impossible for them to. Well, you can imagine what they would be doing and saying to each other. That's usually what's behind the eyes of most men. Conflict. One side says be and the other says don't be. And then just for variety, the side that said be starts saying don't be, and the side that says don't be starts saying be. Almost any subject. In book one, we had what was known as demon circuits. These really are circuits, but they can be demonstrated to be in an uncleared, unadjusted situation to be personalities, very distinct personalities with distinct characteristics. How did they get that way? Well, are they there? And where are they? Well, it's very odd, but they're always in the same place and the same people. And from person to person, you can locate them.